Okay, today's Das Samach. We're actually on the second line of Das Samach. The Mishnah had said, Shalach biyad pikech ha-pikech chayev. If you give a fire to a regular person, the regular person's chayev. Why? He's a bardas. You're giving it to him. He should know better. Good. Amar of Nachum bar Yitzchak. Man detani liba. Some had a girsa that if you gave a person, if you gave a fire to somebody and liba, he fanned it. Lo mishtabesh. That's not a mistake. Man detani niba lo mishtabesh. Whoever had a girsa that says to blow on it, also not a problem. Either you fan it with a fan or you fan it with your mouth. Man detani liba lo mishtabesh diktiv. It says balabas ish. Right? In a labas ish. That's by the sneh, right? By Moshe Rabbeinu with the sneh. It's called a labas eish, meaning a fanning fire. Mantatani niba lo mishtabish. If you use the word niba, some mishnahs said the word niba. Also not mishtabish. Diksiv bore niv sifasayim. The word niv means to move your lips. That's why a navi is called a navi because it comes from the word niv. Navi speaks with his lips. So too, you're blowing with your lips. Also not a mistake. Also that could be the girsa of the mishnah too. Okay, next. Love saharuach kulam peturin. What did we say? This is a little, not hard. The Mishnah said that love saharuach, if it was the wind's fault, kulam peturin. You're sitting there with a tiny little match. All of a sudden, the huge wind comes out of the blue and fans it up, and it makes and someone somehow or somebody or something gets caught on fire. That no one's chayav for that. Tanur Rabbanan, liba. V'livza haruach. What if a man fanned the flames and also the wind fanned the flames together? Liba v'livza haruach. Liba, a man did it. V'livza haruach, and the wind also did it. They both were there. So im yesh b'libuyo kidei l'livosa. If you alone could have fanned it and it would have made a damage, chayev, you're chayev. V'im lav, and if not, Potter, your potter. Okay? That's the Brisa. Now, how do we explain that Brisa? Amai, why is that true? Lehebe, why can't it be kiruach kizore v'ruach mesaito? We know that if somebody wants to do the Avera, the Malacha of Zore, winnowing on Shabbos, how do you do Zore? You throw up the seeds, the wind comes and blows away the chaff, and you're left with the kernel. There, you can't do Zohar without the wind's help. You can't. It's impossible. You need the wind to help you. So too over here, why can't the wind help me burns down someone's house? Oh, if you could do it yourself, you chayv. If you needed the wind, you potter. Why am I potter? The wind helped me. Helped me for Shabbos. Right? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Four answers. Three of them are technical answers. One's going to get to the root of it. The root of the difference. Okay? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, you know what's going on? You know why you're potter here? Because kigon shaliba mitarechad v'lev zaharuach mitarechad. Now I blew this side and the wind blew on the other side. It's not really helping me. Therefore I'm potter. That's Abaye. Rava Amar, similar, kigon shaliba v'ruach mitsuya. Rava Amar, kigon shaliba v'ruach mitsuya. You blew a regular wind. V'lev zaharuach. And the other wind that helped me was Eina Mitzuya. So that didn't help me. That's abnormal. Another reason why I'm not chayiv. Rav Zera Omar, not sure what this means. Kigon Ditzamra Tzmure. He was blowing hot. Wait, how did they translate it there?
Warming.
He was warming, right? He was like warming his hands. It was cold, right?
He was breathing on the fire.
He was breathing on the fire. It wasn't really blowing. He was breathing on the fire. The wind helped him. You're not chayiv for that. Those are three technical reasons why you're not chayiv. Ravashi Yomar, Ravashi tells a much fundamental difference between here and Shabbos. Why? Ki Amrin and Zorev Ruach Mitzaito. When do we say that wind helps you be over the Malach of Zorev? Hani Mili L'Inyan Shabbos. It's only by Shabbos. Only by Shabbos you can have a wind helping you do an Aveira. Why? The Malachis Machsheves Asra Torah. Malachis Machsheves Asra Torah. That is the definition of Zorev. The definition of Zorev is the wind helps you. It's a grumma. Can't do it by myself. It's a grumma. Yes? The chiddush is that when it comes to Zorah, that is the mahus of Zorah. That's the mahus of Zorah. The definition of Zorah is that it's al yidei grumma. That's a big chiddush. That's the chiddush. Aval hacha, but over here, grumma ba'almahu. It's a grumma. the garment by the zaken potter. A garment by the zaken is potter. Now, it's a huge machlokas, which when all the dust settles, doesn't have that much practical ramification. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Meleches Machsheves. It's the last Rashi before we get to the Mishnah. Niskaima Machshavto. Your Machshava was Mekuyim. You got what you wanted. Dinichale Beruach Misaito. You're happy that the wind's helping you. According to Rashi, that's what Meleches Machsheves means. You're happy that the wind's helping you. Why? Because you want to do Zorah. I can't do it by myself. There's no way to do it. I need the wind to help me. So I am very excited that the wind's helping me. Right? So according to Rashi, what is the key issue about Grama and Shabbos? What's the key issue? Kavana. He says it. Niskayma machshavto. My machshava, my kavana was mekuyim. Why? Because I wanted to do Zorah. Baruch Hashem, it was a windy day. I was able to do all the Zorah all day long. Right? That's what Rashi says. Zora, you intend that the wind to help you. By Ish, there's no such intention. I'm over here with my fire. I didn't intend for the wind to help me. Therefore, it's a grama. Therefore, you're putter. That's how they learn Rashi. Okay? Says the Achmanim on Rashi, let's say I have an animal, and my animal's out in the field, and it starts to eat apples off a tree. Am I over the malacha of kotzer? I'm causing, it's a grama, no? I'm causing kotzer to take place. My animal's eating off a tree. It's picking apples off a tree. Am I over on kotzer? According to Rashi, 100% not. I don't intend for that to happen. I'm not happy about it. I'm not intending. I wouldn't be chayav for that. Right? Says Tosfos, no. The key issue of Meleches Machsheves is Is a Malacha being done? Even if it's a grama. The bottom line is the apples are eaten, no? Says the Magen Avraham. Let's say you put something on your arm and you cut your finger. And I'm not sure what this word means in English. Aluka. It must be some kind of medicine or some kind of Band-Aid, something that's going to stop the blood. But it's going to make like a little bit of a chabur. It's going to make a little bit of a wound. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, according to the Magen Avraham says, putting something on a wound, on Dam to close the wound, according to Rashi, it's a daraisa. Why? I didn't do anything. All I did was put something on the wound will close by itself. It's a grama. I'm not treating it. I'm just putting some kind of blockage over there. I'm not treating it. So according to Rashi, it makes no difference. You want the blood to stop, no? You don't want to bleed all day. You want the blood. Your intention is, you should stop bleeding. Your intention is, I get this wound over here, so I get healed. It's a daraisa. Why? Kavana. According to Tosfos, you would not be chayiv. Why not? According to Tosfos, it's a grama. You're not chayiv for a grama. Why? That's not Malachas Machshavis. Only Zorah is an exception. Zorah is the only exception you can be chayav for a grama. Why? That's what the Torah says. You need the wind to help you, it's a grama. Any other grama, you would not be chayav. What about, this comes up all the time, Midrabanan, you're not allowed to do it anyway. What about putting out poison for an animal? You're not directly killing it. You're not killing it at all. You are killing it. It's going to die. If you need that poison, it's going to die. You have a rodent in your house. You have a rodent or whatever you call it, cockroaches, whatever it is. So you're going to put the poison out. Now, according to Rashi, since it's daraisa, right? Why? Because you intend for this to happen. You're happy about it, and it's Meleches Machsheves. It's a grama. Doesn't care. The issue isn't grama. The issue is kavana and intent for it to happen. According to Tosfos, maybe you'd be allowed to. Why? It's a grama. The only time you chayev for a grama is Zorah. This is not Zorah, this is killing. Now, with Rabbanan, you probably cannot allow to do it. So if anybody has a halachic shayla about that, they have to ask somebody. It's not going to paskin, but that's in the lamedus, that's what's going on here. It all comes out of this little gemara here. She does know that there's a Yerushalmi that says Zorah means any time, this is a big chumrah. The Yerushalmi says that Zorah means any time the wind will disperse anything, not necessarily wheat. Therefore, can you spit on Shabbos? According to the Yerushalmi, you can't. The Rama quotes that, lahalacha. The Rama quotes that. Why? Because the spitting is being dispersed by the wind. Once the Rama quoted that, the whole Zohar now took on a whole other meaning. Because when does anyone ever do Zohar? When does anyone ever separate something with the wind? Never. But if it's not, if that's not only Zohar, Zohar is also what the Rama includes the Yerushalmi, now you have aerosol cans. Do I use an aerosol can on Shabbos? It's the wind's going to disperse it. That's a big shiloh. So you have to go learn Hilchas Zohar and you'll know what to do. Okay?
Why aren't you allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos? That's also a Rama?
No, that's a Gzira. It's a Gzira. A Gzira, you might break off a branch. That's not a Rama. Right? That's a Gzira. So then we say, I'm going to put my house, there's a fire coming to my house. I don't want my fire. I'm going to put a water thing, a bucket of water, and when the fire hits the bucket, the fire will go out. So then we said, that's also a grubber. I didn't put the fire out. I did it without a grubber. So to save your money, there might be a heter, because if we didn't allow that, you'd do it anyway. Because when it comes to money, people are very, very selfish. They're not going to, right? That's how people are. So, but otherwise, grubber, it's a machlokes. But midrabanan, as I said, it might not, halachically, it might not make a difference. Because midrabanan, it might be usher. Question is, the rights of midrabanan? All right, that doesn't really, that's not an afkamina for us today. If you can't do it, you can't do it. Oh, if it's only also midrabanan, and it's makom mitzvah maybe, makom has makom a lot of loss of money, there might be room to move. Right? Okay. Next. Hashalech es habi'ira. You send a fire. V'achla etim or avanim. They eat etim or avanim, or afar, chayev. All that you're chayev. Why? Shenemar, because it says, kiseite esh, esh goes out, umatza kotim, and it finds kotim, v'nech al gadish. Gadish is standing crop. Kotim are thorns. Gadish is piles. O hakama, or standing crop. O hasade, or field. Shalom mishalom hamaver is habeira. You have to pay. It doesn't make a difference what it is. Yeah? Because it has to be sent by you. The Gemara is going to go into that. Amar Rava. Lama li l'michtav rachmana kotim gadish kama v'sade. Why does the Torah say four things? Does it say four things? Kotim, Gadish, Kama, and Tzada, four things. Why so many? So the Gemara says each one's three, each one's needed. The Ikas of Rahmana, Kotim, had it only said Kotim, Havamina, I would have thought, Kotim would dechayev Rahmana. Kotim is chayev, why? Because the Shchiach is Gabayu. That's normal. The Shchiach to Pasha. It's very normal to be Poshe about that. Aval, Gadish, the Lo Shchiach is Gabayu. Why is there a Gadish? Piles of wheat's going to get burnt down by a fire. That's not so normal. The Lo Shchiach to Pasha. No one's Poshe about that. Right, when it comes to thorns, nobody cares about them. They're worthless. When it comes to piles of wheat, people are very interested in it. It's money. Aim a low, maybe you'd not be chayev reish. V'yikasa rachmana gadish, havamina gadish chayev rachmana, mishom dehefsid merubahu. Maybe gadish your chayev, kodeh dehefsid merubah. Avo kotim, dehefsid muat, aim a low. But kotim, which are only a hefsid muat, I would think you're not chayev. When did we ever have a difference, whether you're not your chayev, depending on the value of the item? Never had such a thing before. Never had such a thing. If it's expensive, you're going to be chayiv. If it's cheap, you're not chayiv. When did we ever have that before? So the Avshal Shlomo says, we never had that before. So he says, here it's different, because you lit it. You lit it. The only way you're going to be chayiv on a fire is if you light a fire. If a fire comes down from heaven, you're not chayiv for that. Why? You didn't do it. So the only way you're going to be chayiv is if you lit it yourself. And you weren't careful, and it went ahead and did some damage. Therefore, I don't have to be careful for I don't have to be careful for small things. I don't have to be careful for that. It's not something I have to be nizer in. Kamashwa, no, you do. Okay. Next, kama lamali. Why does it say kama? Kama standing grain. Ma kama begaloi. Just like kama is begaloi, meaning it's open out in the open. Af kal begaloi. So too, you're only chayef for things that are out in the open. The Lord of Yehuda, and according to Yehuda, the chayef aniske tamun be'esh, that holds you chayef for tamun, he holds you chayef for tamun. Then, kama lamali, why is kama mentioned? Kama is mentioned, l'rabos kal ba'ale kama, to include anything standing, which means a person, an animal, a tree, anything. Anything that could stand, anything. Ulrabanan, Rabbas kal ba'ale kama menolahu, how do they know they hold that tamun is putter? So how do they know you're chayef for standing things? Nafkaluhu me ohakama. They learn that from the ohakama. V'rab Yehuda o mibayle l'chalek. Yehuda says from the word o, I'm machalek. In other words, an eish doesn't have to do everything. Doesn't have to burn down a kama and a gadish in order to be chayef all of it. Either one. Machalek, either one. V'rabbanan l'chalik minolahu. How did the Rabbanan know to be mechalik? Nafkalahu mi o hasada. Now there's another o. It says o hakama, o hasada. For Yehuda, what about the second o? He says, no, I did the kasev rachmana o hakama. Since it already said o hakama, kasev o hasada. It says o hasada for consistency's sake. Very unusual to have that in a pasuk, right? In a Mishnah we have that, because Mishnahs were memorized. The more familiar you can make the Mishnah, the better off you are. Here we're talking about a pasuk. That's a little funny. Okay. Hasada lomali. What about sada? Lasuya comes to include lichacha niro. If it destroyed a field, a plowed field, v'sichzicha avonov or avonim. In other words, not just the field, but even things on the field. So the Gemara says v'lichta rachmana sada v'loi ba'yhanach. So let us just say sada, and I wouldn't need the other three. What does a sada mean? Anything on a sada. That's anything. So Gemara says, no, tzvichidi, kasev rachmana sadeh. If it would only say sadeh, havamina, I would have thought, mashe b'sadeh in, midyachwini lo, only things that are normally on a field, kamash malan. No, it's not true. Anything. So we need all four to anything. Okay? So now, till the end of the daf, is entirely agarata. Right? Yes. By the way, so all the Agarata Gemara, all the Agarata, we always say that every this one out of seven of Shas is Agarata. So the Ein Yaakov is a five-volume work on only Agarata Gemaras. It's five volumes on Agarata. Baba Kama is already in the middle of the fourth volume. So even though only like halfway through Shas, the overwhelming majority of Agarata is in the first half of Shas. So you should just know that, okay? Yeah, exactly. So Amr Rav Shimon bar Nachmeni, Amr Rav Yonathan. Rav Shimon bar Nachmeni says in the name of Yonathan, Ein Puranus bol la'olam. Puranus, this is a total drasha on the pasuk of the Ish. Puranus only come into the world, Ela bizman shehar Rishayim ba'olam. Only when Rishayim are in the world. Ve'ena mischalek, mischelas, Ela menat tzadikim tchila. And not only that, when Puranus do come, they come to the tzadikim first. Shenemar, because it says, Kisei te'esh u'matzakotzim. Right? Eish goes out and it finds Kotzim. Ein Masai Eish Yatza. When does Eish go out? Bizman Shekotzim Mitsuyin La. When there are thorns. Thorns are a muscle for Rishoyim. Veina Maschelas Element at Tzadikim. And it only begins from Tzadikim. The Tzadikim get punished first. Tchilish and Emrakon it says, V'nachal Gadish. A Gadish is considered a Tzadik. Because Rashi says why. No, not Rashi. Someone says because they have a pay. They have payros. They like can give off other payros just like a gadish. V'achal gadish lo nemar. It doesn't say v'achal gadish. It says el v'nachal gadish, like in past tense. Shenachal gadish kvar. The gadish was already eaten up. So the marsha. I think it's the marsha. One of the achronim say, but wait a minute. Every generation has rishayim. So that means this is every generation. You ever saw a generation without rishayim? Very unusual, right? So every generation has rishayim. So this is talking about every generation. He says, no, it's talking about a time or a situation where rove are Rishayim. That way, you don't have every generation, you don't have that, right? Okay, next. Ta'ani Rav Yosef, my dichsiv. What does it mean when it says in Parshas Bo, the Atan and you, Klal Yisrael, lo say to Ishmi Pesach Beisu Ad Boker. Don't leave your house this night. Don't leave your house Pesach night. Don't leave. Why not? Kivan Shenitein Rishus Lamashchis. Once the mashchis has been given permission to leave, once the mashchis has been given permission to destroy and to harm, eino mavchin bein tzadikim l'rishayim. There's no difference between tzadik and rishayim. So Klal Yisrael, you're all tzadikim. If you go out that night, you can get caught up by the mashchis. Okay? Two issues. Issue number one, we know that on the night of Makas Bechoros, we say this in the Haggadah, that Hashem, bechvodo uva'atzmo, carried out Makas Bechoros. Hashem did it himself. Lo ba'yidei malach, v'lo ba'yidei shliach, v'lo ba'yidei saraf. Hashem did it himself. So who's this mashchis? Hashem did it himself. Who's the mashchis? Right? What mashchis are we talking? Hashem did it himself. Okay? There are five answers to this question. Rashi says, not Rashi here, Rashi in Rashi in Chumash says as follows. This is the way the Pnei Yeshua and the Mizrahi explain Rashi. Every night is dangerous. Every night is a danger. Every night there are shadim, mazikim. Every night is a dangerous night. You can't go out any night. You're supposed to stay home at night. Night is a dangerous time. But Hashem didn't want any Jew getting hurt, because any Jew getting hurt is going to undermine the nace of Pesach night. So true, every night, it's true, Hashem did it himself. But every night is Mezikim. So Hashem, hey, listen, you have to go to shul, you have to go to a chasana. But you just know that night is a time for Mezikim. So the Mezikim is still there this night. So Hashem said, everyone stay home. Why? Because the standard mashkas are out there. Now, I don't want anyone to think to themselves, Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, that Bnei Yisrael, that the Makas Bechoros is going to happen, and the Mitzvim are going to die. But that Jew got hurt also. That Jew also died. It could be he was 120 years old, that Jew. Could be. Right? It was his time was up. It could be he had an accident. Could be. But that would undermine the nace. Since that would undermine the nace, Hashem said, stay home. The mashkas is out. Which mashkas? The same mashkas every night. That's one answer. The Chizkuni says, listen to this. This is a total... Anivalo Malach means Hashem with his Malachim. Not Malachim alone. It's not a derech for a Melech to go out alone at night. A Melech goes out alone. Right? Anivalo Malach means I'm the only one who's going to be doing any harm. Do I have other Malachim here tonight? Of course there are. King doesn't go out alone. So there are other Mazikim, other Malachim out there that night. Okay, that's the Chizkuni. The Maharal says, Hashem gave every malach, chabalah, every shade, every mazik, Hashem gave them permission to be loose also. Say nechlame, Hashem was there, but the Maharal says the other angels also had rishut to do whatever they wanted. What does that mean? I'm not 100% sure. A lot of times the Maharals, we don't know what they mean. The Marsha says, listen to this Marsha. The Marsha says that Hashem only hit the Mitzrim at Chatzos. But we know that this lasted all night long. Once, the rest of the night, that was the mashkas. That was the mashkas. So stay home, because the mashkas is loose. I, Hashem? Hashem only did it at Chatzos. The rest of the night was the mashkas. And Rabbi Akiva Eger says, unbelievable vart. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, Hashem only hit the bechors that were me'av. Nobody knew who they were. The Malachim didn't even, only Hashem knew that. But he said, anyone who was a Bechor, whether from a mother or from a father, if you're a Bechor from a mother, everybody knew that. The midwife was there, they made an announcement in the newspaper, everybody knew that. Who was Bechor from Avs? Only Hashem knows that. Only Hashem knew that. That Hashem took care of. The other people that were really Stam Bechors, that the Malachim took care of. That the Mashkas was able to take care of. So for that, it's dangerous night. The Mashkas loose. I, Hashem, did it. Hashem did it only Me'av. He has like psukim. He has psukim that proves that he's right. That there's different psukim that talk about Av and Aim. That he was right. That's Rabbi Kivyega's answer. Those are five answers. Now, that's the fun part of the discussion. The more serious part of the discussion is, why is it true? Why is it that when the mashkes is loose, the tzaddikim are taken as well? Why? Why should that be? Why? Right? Why should they be taken along with the Rishayim? Why?
Every other mashkas is able to distinguish between.
Right. No. Whenever the mashkas is loose, so when the Nazis come into a town, the tzaddikim also got shot. Right. Auschwitz didn't distinguish between the tzaddikim and Rishayim. All of them were taken. Why? Why? Right. Good question. Question's gonna be better than the answer. Five answers. The Ran says something which I spoke to. Rabbi Leibowitz, I met Rabbi Leibowitz in DRS. He says, you can't say over this, Ron, it's apikarsis. He said, it's hard to say a Ron's apikarsis, even though it does sound like it. It does sound like it. Here's what the Ron says. You ready for this, Ron? You have to know what the context of the Ron. It's in one of his drushes. No, you don't have to close it. It's a Ron. The Ron says, Hadavar muskum. You ready for this? It's a muskum pshat. Davar muskum. It's obvious. Ben chachmi Yisrael, sha'olam hazeh hatachton, this world, nimsar v'nohu kfi mareches hakochavim. It's run by the kochavim. Run by the Kochavim. The Kochavim run the world. Therefore, Ulochain, therefore, Yischayev, she Adam Nenash, Gam Kishalo, Yischayev, Ufi Maisav, Yagia, Elov, Osa Onash. Something can happen to somebody that he entirely does not deserve. How can happen? Why? Because that's how the world is run. Vizehu Sha'amrush, Ein Mashkas, Mavchin, Beitadak, La Russia. The Mashkas doesn't distinguish between Tadak and Russia. I grant you, we don't really hold like that. I don't think anyone thinks that. That Chayev Onash is out the window. It's one of the Ikrim, we say it every day. One of the reasons why they shema every day, so there's such a thing as chayv onesh. You're rewarded for your good, and you're punished for your bad. That means there's a plan, there's a seder, there's an order. It's not hefker. Hashkach kapartis is all. It's not hefker. It's all hefker. Oh, that's the. But the Ran does say it, and it needs a hesber. But the Ran does say it. The Ramak says, which is also echoed by the Gra, Hashgala, you know who the Ramak is? Ramosha Cordovero. He was a Talmud of the Arizal. He says that the Hashgacha Klali overtakes Hashgachas Yechidi. So when there's a gzera on a town or on a bus in Yerushalayim that's going to get blown up, right? When the Mashkins is there, there's a gzera on that bus, there's a Tadak on that bus, there's a Kala on that bus. Doesn't make a difference. Why? What?
Is that a common principle?
Yeah, it's a common principle. That's reflected here in this shot. When the Mashkins is loose, there's no difference. When there's a Hashgacha on a Tzibur, the individual Yachid has to yield to the Tzibur. Is that fair? It's not a question of fair. Right? That's just the way it is. That explains the pshat. So when the Mashkins is loose in Mitzrayim, don't go out. Ah, you're a tzaddik. Yeah, but there's a gzeira on the tzibur now. You become part of that tzibur. You go out into the street. You're walking.
That's the cup. Once you become part of that tzibur.
Right. What? Exactly. So if you go out of the house, you become part of that tzibur. You're putting your life in your hands. That's the Ramak. Now we have some difficult ones. The Shomer Emunim Kadmon, not sure who that is. He says that the reason why a tzaddik is included either is because he sat there and watched the Russia be a Russia, didn't do anything to stop it, or he should have left, right? It's building on the other pshat. You made yourself part of that tibur. You lived in it. It's hard to say that by the bus issue. It's hard to say that. You're on a bus. At least we're not going on the bus. You live in this town. The Nazis came in. What are you supposed to do? You could have left the town. It's hard. Yeah, and the Tzitz Mitzrayim also is hard. What should he have done? Not go. He lives in Mitzrayim. He doesn't want to be there. He's forced. He's a slave. So he can't go out because of this reason? It's a very hard reason. Very hard reason. Listen to this one. The Alter from Kelm says, you have to hear this in print. The Alter from Kelm says, She'ein kavonas ha-gemara sha-mashchis ma'anish yoser mi-mashanigza mi-shamayim. Nothing's getting punished worse. Ella, she-mikibin sha-hador mekulkol, since the door is so bad, tzorech hasha'ahu Ladun es hatzadik b'chol chomer hadin. The tzadik is going to get the full chumrah, the full harshness of din. Af alaveiros kalos sha'asa, even for tiny, tiny infractions, small things. Normally Hashem would have looked at tiny things, but because the whole door is terrible, Hashem highlights those problems. Kedei she'elu yiru achirim, others should see that. The yichu meimenu musar, take musar. The yilmudu meimenu kal v'chomer al-chatei atzmam, see your own flaws. Now he says as follows. Listen to this. Shebe inyanu re'inu, eich hotziu laharog besoch hamon rivervot Yisrael. How many Jews are killed? Tzadikim, kedoshim, gdolei hador, v'om de hatorah, sha'asha ha'yisa tzricha l'kach. It was necessary for that to happen. Lahanisham, I think he's talking about World War One. I don't think he wasn't alive in World War II, the Alder from Gel. I think he's talking about World War One. She Lahanisham Bechol Chomer Mitzvot Mishunos Achatoyim Dakim Bioser, to have horrible deaths for such tiny, tiny infractions. Kedei Shehanosarim Lefleta, so that the remainder, the ones who live, Yishmau Viyiru Viyafachtu Mitokif Vechomer Hadin. So take a musa from that. It's a wake up call. It's a big wake up call. Right? It's also not so easy to. Huh? Yeah, so that's the downside. It's testing your emunah. That's the downside. Many people remained frum when they came out of the war. Many didn't. Right? For everyone that didn't, there's one that did. You should just know that. Right? Everyone that did, there's one that didn't. Right? There's a famous story with Simon Wiesenthal when Reblazer Silver, who was drove in Cincinnati, went to the DP camps, he met Simon Wiesenthal. And Simon Wiesenthal was from, and he became not from. And the rest of his life he was not from. With the sitter. Right, so everyone knows the story, with the sitter. So Simon Wiesenthal said he wasn't davening. So Reb Elazar Silver said, why don't you daven? So he says, you know why I don't daven? Because you know why we were in Auschwitz, and this guy had a sitter. He's the only one that had a sitter. He snuck it in, and he was charging like half a slice of bread to use the sitter. Could you imagine such a Russia? I should daven. So Reb Elazar Silver said, and how many people paid for it? How many people gave the half a loaf, half a slice of bread? How many people? Right, it's two ways to look at everything. Right? Okay. Oh my goodness. So just to say one. So Avigdor Miller has a reason why you're not mafkin between the tzaddik and the rasha, and that reason is it's a offshoot of tzaddik v'ra'lo. Imagine the situation if the Nazis walked into a town and only the rishayim got killed. Imagine such a thing. Imagine the bomb goes off on the bus and only the rishayim die. Would there be any Bechira left? Would there be any Bechira? The Mashrik is killing everybody when there's a Magefa like this. It's reinforces Bechira. It's Tzadik V'ra'lo. Bad things happen to Tzadikim. That's part of Emunah. You have a Bechira to choose a good or bad. If a Tzadik never dies, if a Tzadik never has harm, there's no Bechira. And it's part of instilling Bechira. Everyone has Bechira. Is that fair? I can't answer that. That's a question way beyond me. But there is truth to that statement.
It levels
the playing field. Right? There's truth to that statement. Right? It's not an easy statement to swallow. It's not a happy type of muna, but it is true. I mean, imagine that scene. Imagine only the Rishayim, right? Every time someone lights a cigarette, he drops dead. Nobody would light a cigarette on Shabbos. Right? That's not Bechira. This is just an offshoot of that. There's no difference between lighting a cigarette and Hitler walking into town. No difference. Right? It's an issue of Bechira. Okay? What? Why? Maybe this is the biggest demonstration of the biggest demonstration of Hashem's might and power. Yeah, they only got killed in by Choshech. Nobody should see. Only nobody should see. Right. So maybe this is you're right. The higher the demonstration of Hashem's power, the more it could even affect the other nations. Okay. I mean even Klal Yisrael. Okay. Next. Not only that, Ela Shemaschil Min HaTzadikim Tchila. We begin with the Tzadikim first. Shenemar V'Chrati Mimcha Tzadik V'Rasha. So Bachir Reb Yosef, Reb Yosef cried when he heard that. But Kulei Hai Nami La'ayin Domin. What? We're worth so little. Tzadikim are worth so little. Amalei No. Amalei Abaya Tivusahu L'Gabei. No, you're worth so much. The Chsiv Ki Rebnei Hara Nesav Tzadik. The Tzadik is taken first, only to save him the pain of having to watch and see what goes on. Amar V'Yehuda Marav, La'olam Yichnetz Adam B'chitov, V'yetei B'chitov. A person should enter a town in good time and leave the town in good time. Shenemar V'atim L'Seitzu Ishi Pesach Pesach Ad Boker. Right, not at night. Tanar Banan, Dever B'ir, if a Dever comes into town, Kanei Sraglecha, run away. Go into your house. Shenemar V'atim L'Seitzu Ishi Pesach Pesach Ad Boker. Stay home. The Omer, it also says, Leich Ami Baba Chadarecha, Visagor Dilasecha Badecha. Close the door. Omer also says, Mechutz Taskil Cherev Umechadarim Ema. Maiva Omer, why do we need so many pusukim to teach you this idea? Dechite Mahani Mila Belaila, that's only at night. Avil Biyamama Lo, not by day, you don't have to do that. Tashma, Leich Ami Baba Chadarecha, Visagor Dilasecha. Close the door, even by day. Dechite Mahani Mila Hecha Deleka Ema Migavoy, that's only where people are not afraid in the house. Avil Hecha Deleka Ema Migavoy, Kinafa Kyosef Beni Inchi Bitsavsa Ba'alma, Tvei Male. And maybe I would say, well, if there's Ema, people have the proper attitude, I can go out. Tashma, Michod Taskil Cherev Machadarm Ema. Ema, Afagavti Machadarm Ema, Michod Taskil Cherev. Don't go out. Rava, Be'idan Rischa, when there was a plague, Havisachar Kavi, he would close the windows. Dechsiv ki ol lamaves bechaloneinu. Right? He doesn't want anything coming in through the windows. Tanar Abanan. Rav Ba'ir, if there's a hunger in the city, Rav Ba'ir, Pazar Raglecha. What is Pazar Raglecha? Also, run away. Right? Shenemar v'hi Rav Ba'aretz v'hi Rav Mitzrayma. Logor Shom. Avram ran away. Vomer also says, Im amarnu novi ha'ir v'ha Rav Ba'ir v'masnu Shom. That's by the four Mitzorim in Melachim. Maiva Omer, why do we need to psukim? Fichite mahani mili hecha deleka safik nefashos. That's only if there's no safik. I will hecha deleka safik nefashos low, but if I could die there, maybe I should stay here. Tashma, l'chu v'raf l'amachna aram im yichyu v'neye. No, you go no matter what. No matter what, you go. Okay. Tanu Rabbanon, dever be'ir, if there's a dever in the city, ayahalich ad be'emtah derech. Don't walk in the middle of the road. Why? B'nei sha malach ha-maves mahalach be'emtah ha-drachim. Because the malach ha-maves is loose. Kiva and dehecha le reshutah, since he has permission, maski lehedya. He's right there in the middle of the street. Don't walk in the middle of the street. But, shalom be'ir, if it's shalom in the times, ayahalich betzidei drachim. Don't lurk in the side streets. Why? The kiva delech le reshutah, since the malach ha-maves has no reshutah to go in the street, mechabi umaske. He's on the side streets. So you're going to walk by the side street, you're going to bump into the Malach HaMavetz. But it's in a time of danger, the exact opposite. Tanu Rabbanan, Dever Be'ir, if there's a Dever in the city, Al Yechan is Adam Yachid Lebeis HaKnesses, don't go into a shul, Shamalach HaMavetz Machbid Sham Kalev, because the Malach HaMavetz puts his Kalev there. Why does he put his kelim there? V'hani mili hecha delo karibe dardiki velo matli be'atzara. That's only if there's no children there and if there's no minion there. If there's children there, if there's a minion there, stay away. Why does he put his kelim in the base of medrash, in the shul, in the base of knesses? So the Ben Yehuda says, because the Gemara in Bracha says that somebody who davens in a shul, if you come early to a shul, you have what? You have a richas yamim. So when the Malach HaMavos can get you, why? Because you have a richas yamim. So what happens is when there's a dever, now the Malach HaMavos says, oh, now people are not going to be in shul. So now's my chance to get those people. I was never able to get them because they're always in shul, they're always coming early, they have a richas yamim. Now he bedafen goes to the shul to try to catch those people. Right? So that's why the Gemara says, but if the people are davening, he's foiled again. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Klavim bochim, when dogs cry, Malach HaMavos bol ear. The Malach HaMavos come to the city. Klavim is, it's a simen. Klavim is sachkim, when klavim are happy, Eliyahu Anavi bol ear. Eliyahu Anavi's in town. V'hani mili, the less punikeva. As long as there's no other female. If there's a female, we could say they're happy because of the female. But if there's no female, we say that. So the Imri Noam says, that's why, on Pesach night, the dogs were quiet. They couldn't be cry out because the Malach HaMavos was there. But they couldn't be happy because, I'm sorry, they couldn't cry out because, I'm sorry, they couldn't be happy because the Malach HaMavos was in town. They couldn't cry out because Eliyahu HaNavi was in town. It was Pesach night. Now, Eliyahu HaNavi wasn't born yet, but the idea of Pesach night, Eliyahu HaNavi comes to everyone Pesach night. So they had nothing to do with the dogs, so they were quiet. They didn't know what to do. Should we cry? Should we be happy? So they were quiet. That's like a little bit of a joke. After that, they got tchai, right. Yosef Rav Ami Rav Asi Kamed Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Listen to this story. Rav Ami and Rav Asi were sitting in front of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Mar Amar Le Lema Mar Shmaitza. No, tell me a halacha. Tell me a good lamdis. Mar Amar Le Lema Mar Agadata. Tell me a great Agadata. Right? So Mar Pasach Le Mar Agadata. He started to say Agadata. Falo Shavak Mar. He didn't let him. The other one didn't let him. Pasach Le Mar Shmaitza. He wanted to say a shmaita, full of shavik mar. He didn't let him. Amalehem, em shalachel mashal ma davadoma. You know what you guys are like? I'll give you the mashal. La'adam sheish lo shtei nashim. A guy's got two wives. Echaz yulada v'echaz zikna. A young wife and an old wife. Yulada malaketis lo levanos. The young wife pulls out his white hairs. Why? Because she wants him to look younger. V'zikena malaketis bo shchuros. The old one pulls out the black hairs. Why? Because she wants him to look older. Because she's older. Nimza kerach mikan umikan. So what comes out? He's bald. Right? He can't turn. So too, you give me no room to say Dvar Torah. Amalahan, so he answers back, Ihachi, if so, Emelechu milsa de shavila tarvaychu. I'll tell you a Vart that will make you both happy. It's halacha and agadata all rolled up into one. And what was the Vart? Kiseite eish, umatsa kotzim, teise me atma. Goes up by itself. Yishali mishali hamavres habi'ira. Amar kodesh baruchu. A lie, l'shalim es habi'ira, she'evarti, ani hatziti eish b'tzion. I burnt down the Beis HaMikdash, don't worry, I'll rebuild it. And I'll rebuild it in the same way I burnt it down. I burnt it down with eish, I'll rebuild the next one with eish. Shenemar, v'yasas eish b'tzion, v'tochal yisod ha'seo, v'ani otel levnotzo b'eish. I'm going to build it with eish. Shenemar, v'ani ehaye l'cha chomas eish, tzaviv, v'lechovot ehaye besocha. Shmaitza, where's the halacha in that? That's all I got it though. Right, that Hashem. Right, all I got it. With the Shmaita, Pasach Hakatzav Beniske Mamono. It starts off with Niske Mamon, the Sayin Beniske Gufo, but it ends off with Niske Gufo when it says you have to pay. Lo Malach Eisho Mishum Chito. So you see that Eish is as if it's your arrows, like your Mazik. So you have both all rolled up into one. First of all, says the Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Yehoyada says, isn't Halacha always better than Agarata? Don't we view Agadat as parparos? So the answer is we do. So what happened was, what he was saying was, I'm not on a madrega where I can just rush into the real deal, into the lumbus. I need still Agadat to get my juices going. That's why he said, I want to start with an Agadat. The other one was very on such a madrega. He says, not only, I don't need that. I can go straight to the lumbus. Now, the Bir Rishaz, I have no idea who that is, he says an unbelievable vart. He says, the nimshal doesn't answer the mushal. The mushal was, you're not letting me speak. You want to start with Agadata. You want to start. So I'll tell you, you know what you're like? You're like a guy who the wives pull out the hair. So that guy's left with nothing. Here, he gave a vart that helped, that did both. The nimshal doesn't match up with the mushal. You hear? It didn't fit. He gave him a mushal Which the nimshal of that mashal is that you have two eyes like that, you're going to left with no hair. So too, you're pulling me this way, you're pulling me on that way, the nimshal should be, I have nothing to say. That wasn't the nimshal. The nimshal was, I have something for both of you.
Nimshal's, I can't say anything.
What do you mean? He said, by the case of the guy's left bald. He's left bald. Here the nimshal is, I'll sell you a var, that'll make you both happy. It'll have Agarata and Lundis all rolled up into one. That's not what the guy with the two eyes said. Okay. L'chora, ein ha-mashal doma l'nimshal. She-nimshal lo yachal adam l'malas ratzon shtei nashar ba'achad. He can't make both women happy. That's the bottom line. He can't make both women happy. She-zeh rotza shi'ol l'vanos v'lo shchoros v'zeh rotza shi'ol l'shchoros v'lo l'vanos. Right? Ma she-ein kein b'nimshal yachal l'malas ratzon shneihem. He can make them both happy. That's why this doesn't make sense, Mati. No? You can't make both women happy. You can't. Here, he made both happy. What? That's a separate issue. Ubir bezeh. Ready for this? Ubir bezeh. Hoel, the ain dover yoker ki yoker hasman. Nothing better than time. The ain aveda ka avedas hasman. Nothing worse than wasting time. Nothing worse. Lochain. Liyoker hasman, rotsikal echad mechacham, luma hadover ha ikr etzlo. People have time, they want to learn what's the best thing for them to learn. Shazer rotsa believe in halacha, shahu limud lamaisa. Somebody's interested in halacha lamaisa, great. Vizer rotsa believe in agarata, shamam shishleiv ha'adam l'dvag l'vikas ba'kadosh baruch hu. You want to learn agarata because it brings you closer to, right? We have all these things about a mashchit, it makes you think about Hashem, makes you think about hashkafa, unbelievable. V'zeo sheheshiv lehem mashal l'shtei nashim, achas yoldav achas zikna. Sheteva ha'odam, the way of people are, be al do so, shlol avakish l'chapes al kol echad yir ha'shamayim. When you're in yeshiva, when you're young, nobody learns Musar, nobody learns Hashkafa. What do they learn all day? Gemara. Lomdus. Rishonim. Right? Rak l'pilpul b'halacha. Ubizeknuso, you get a little older. Kasha l'odam l'palpul m'vakish l'chapes yosir achad advekis b'kodesh baruch ha'ayde limar agarata. When you get older, you start to change a little bit. It is hashkafa, musar, right? Right? It's all true. All emes. V'zeu she'amo lahem. Shekishem she'bemashal eno tov she'imali ratzon shtei nashav elu ke'echad. Just like I can't make both women happy. She'yishar al yedei zeh kerech mikan ulekan. I'm going to become bald from both sides. Ela hayoser tovhu shigach lo isha beninis. Take a beninis. She ain't a lo zikna lo yolda. That would be the way to satisfy her. You get someone, not someone young, not someone old, someone in the middle. Kach belimudo royal al adam she yitfos hamida habeninis. Take the middle path. V'yaso gamba agoda hamevil yerushimayim lo dvekas b'kodesh baruch hu v'gambalim and halacha lemaisa v'zeh hadimyon b'mashal v'nimshal she royal al adam litfos hamida habeninis leikur. Unbelievable part. Okay. Next. Vayis Avid David. David was thirsty. But Yomer, he said, Miyashkeni Miami Bar Beis Lechem. Who's going to give me water to drink from Beis Lechem? Asher Beshar, that's in the gate. Vayigvu Shloshes Hagiborim B'machanet Plishtim Vayishivu Miami Bar Beis Lechem Asher Beshar. Now, this is not talking about David wasn't thirsty. David didn't need water from Beis Lechem. We had water in the field and by the battle. That wasn't the issue. The issue was David had a shiloh. And when he was thirsty, he meant he needed a shayla, and he needed to go to the Sanhedrin to have the shayla answered. My kamibayle, what was his shayla? Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Tamun be'esh kamibayle. He had a shayla about whether or not there's such a thing as Tamun be'esh. Such a, are you chayiv on that? Why? Ikid Rav Yehuda, ikid Rabbanan. It's a halacha like Rav Yehuda, halacha like Rabbanan. Upashtulei my depashtulei. And the Sanhedrin gave him an answer. We don't know that answer. Because if we knew that answer, there wouldn't have been a machlokas about it in the Mishnah. So we don't know the answer. That was his machlokas. What was going on here? The Plishtim were hiding in big, huge piles of grain. They were hiding inside. So David says, if I burn it down, am I chayiv on that? The Talmud, am I chayiv on that or not? That was one man to Amar. Rav Huna Amar, Gedishim, the Sairim de Yisrael Havu. They were Jewish ones. The Plishtim were hiding in it. Can I save myself by burning down my friend's field? My friend's wheat? Can I save myself like that? You're not allowed to do that. Says Rashi, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Tosfos says, the shaila was, of course you're allowed to do that. The question is, do you have to pay? Of course you're allowed to save yourself with ruining someone else's property. It's not one of the big three. The question is, do you have to pay? That was David Melech Safik. Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, Shalo Yisrafu, don't burn it down. You're not allowed to. Not allowed to. So how could Rashi say that? It's not one of the big three. They say, well, there's other options he could have had. He could have waited them out. He could have starved them out. It can't stay in there forever. The Pelishtim should have waited. It's a more bigger tircha. So what? It should have done that. All right, and then just one more second. Can't stop you. You can do that. You can do it that way, right? You have the eminent domain. You can take whatever you want. There was a Jewish kedishim, the kedishim da adashim, the plishtim, and there were other piles of the plishtim. Can I take the piles of barley of the Jews, leiting lifnei behemto, to put it in front of the animals, al manasal shalim gedishim al plishtim, al adeshim plishtim, and then I'll pay them back with the plishtim stuff, which is pure geneva. So shal chilei chavo yashiv rasha gzela yishalim aval pish gzela mishalim rashahu. If you're a rasha, you can't do that. Aval ata melech ata umelech poritz lasas lo derech emochin biyado. But you're a melech, and you can take it that way. You can just seize it as a melech, but you can't steal it. So those are the three shailas, and the Gemara will continue and explain all the three. Everyone have a good day.